Members, visitors, folks from near and far. I think we have some folks that came all the way from California, if I or Texas at least. It's all the same west of the Mississippi anyway. But welcome you all here for this joyous season, and as we celebrate through music and readings the birth of Jesus Christ. At this point, just one little housekeeping feature. There are, for members, offering envelopes for you if you've not yet picked them up. Some are on the back table and some are on the counter in the library, but check them before you leave if you've not already picked them up. That being the commercial for offering envelopes, let us now summon forth the junior choir under the direction of Linda Clark. And I know we have some doing double duty, right? Triple duties, quadruple duties. Our acolytes will join them. Right? That's not a question. Okay. They are coming forward. We will have the anthem, followed by the beginning of our service. Come on down. Today Christ is born. Alleluia, alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. For the children's homily, everybody under 18, come on up. We have three pews right here. Or you guys come on. There comes Mr. St. Clair. Okay. Oh. Yes. And of course, now they're telling me and reminding me. But while you folks are coming, this is good to hear anyway. I sort of jumped the gun. I'm going to join you back here. We have a solo coming up.
Sleeping, who may
Wonderful. Thank you. And now, I know there are a few hiding that are under 18. Come on. There's the third pew. Come on over. You can be in the back like all good Lutherans. Get over here. Get over here. Where's Tyson? Uh-huh. Come on down. You can't slide. Get over here. Come on. If you're under 18, this is the bad part of having an old guy with a gray beard and a teacher, you know. I know you guys and gals. Okay. Well, wow. We've gotten ready in Advent. We've decorated. We got all kinds of things going on. And everywhere, not just in here, you see lights, church, candles, Christmas lights, Christmas trees. Number of you sang on a porch on one cold, drizzly night a few weeks ago when they lit the tree right down by the bridge. Okay? Lights. I want you to picture a world without lights. It's hard to do. We could turn all the lights off in here, blow the candles out, and there would still be light in here. Close your eyes a moment. Not tightly, but just close them securely. And everybody can do this too back there. Close your eyes. Even then, you see some light filtering through your eyelids. But even then, there is some light. You can open your eyes now. Jesus, when he came into the world, said, "I am the light of the world." He said a lot of other things. But he said, "If you walk with me in light, you will have eternal life. You will be not in darkness." Well, we use, if you picture a time before there was electric lights, we use candles. Okay? That's a fancy candle. And I don't think there's anybody in here that remembers a time when you had to have this for your light. But that's what we had at one time. And because of that, we have an ornament on our Christmas tree that looks like the candle, doesn't it? See that? Yeah, and I'm going to put that back on the tree here to show that Jesus is the light of the world. Now, he talked about this light in a lot of ways. The light he talked about means that he loves us. He loves all of us, whether we want to come to the pews here or not. He loves all of us. Jesus loves us, and he wants us to love others. And that's what this is all about. Jesus wants us to love and care for others. And that is the light. That is the light that Jesus is talking about. Now, we're going to let you loose here in a little bit. And you're going to be here, and you're going to hear a lot of words. And in those words, they're going to talk about the light and Jesus. And we're going to keep that with us. And the caring for others. Let's pray a moment. Lord Jesus, God, we thank you so much for bringing us here and giving us your Son, Jesus. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for Jesus being our light. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us with that light. We ask that you let the light into our hearts, into our souls, that we carry that light with us wherever we go for as long as we live. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you may go back now, and I think we have another, it's not a solo, it's a duet, isn't it? Oh, he was hiding. Okay. And now please rise as you are able in your bulletin on page 3. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy light shine with the brightness of your true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Let us now return the gifts which God gave us. And as we move into the offertory and then the anthem, if the readers could come and sit in the front pew then.
Behold the Savior King, rejoice. Isaiah, the 11th chapter. The lesson reads, Jesse's family is like a tree that has been cut down. A new little tree will grow from its stump, from its root a branch that will grow and produce fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on that branch. He will help him to be wise and understanding. He will help him make wise plans and carry them out. He will help him know the Lord and have respect for him. The branch will take delight in respecting the Lord. He will always do what is right when he judges those who are in need. He will be completely fair when he makes decisions about poor people. When he commands that people be punished, it will happen. When he orders that evil people be put to death, it will take place. He will put godliness on as if it were his belt. He will wear faithfulness around his waist. Wolves will live with lambs. Leopards will lie down with goats. Calves and lions will eat together, and little children will lead them around. Cows will eat with bears. Their little ones will lie down together, and lions will eat straw like oxen. A baby will play near a hole where cobras live. A young child will put his hand into a nest where poisonous snakes live. None of those animals will harm or destroy anything or anyone on my holy mountain of Zion. The oceans are filled with water. In the same way, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. At that time, the man who is called Root from Jesse's family line will be like a banner that brings nations together. They will come to him, and the place where he rules will be glorious.
There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse.
And the people who have walked in darkness shall see a great light.
A branch shall grow out of the root of Jesse.
And there are those who have dwelt in the land of deep darkness. On them shall see a great light.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
And they shall learn from him the ways of the Lord.
And he shall reign on the throne of David forever.
And the nation shall flow through his mountains. A shoot shall come forth from the stump of Jesse, and the people who have walked in darkness shall see a great light.
Thank you. This reading is from Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
"But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are little to be among the class of Judah, therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in travail has brought forth.
Then the birth of his brother shall return to the people of Israel.
And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord is God.